Hi, everybody. This is Lisa at EnglishFluencyNow.com, and I wanted to welcome you to the new year. Actually, I'm recording this at about 5 o'clock on New Year's Eve, so I'm actually not in the new year yet, but I know a lot of you are, and when you get this email and when you listen to this, it might be January 1st already or January 2nd or later for you. But I wanted to record a short Aesop fable for you that I think is good for language learners. It's the fable about the tortoise and the hare, or the hare and the tortoise. And the moral of the story, as you probably all know, is slow and steady wins the race. And so I think that in language learning, that's a good motto to have. That's a good philosophy to have. Slow and steady wins the race. So this year in 2016, I hope that you guys will all stay slow and steady with your English learning. So that means I want you to do something in English as often as you can. It doesn't have to be a lot, and you don't have to do it very quickly, but maybe you can just listen to something or read something a little bit every day, because if you do that, you will succeed. You will become fluent in English and you will reach your English fluency goals. So slow and steady wins the race. And that's how you're going to do it to improve your English. A little bit at a time. And after a while, by this time next year, you will see how much you have improved. Okay, I'm going to read the story now for you and wish you all an awesome 2016. Okay, here we go. The Hare and the Tortoise. A hare was making fun of the tortoise one day for being so slow. "Do you ever get anywhere?" he asked with a mocking laugh. "Yes," replied the tortoise, "and I get there sooner than you think. I'll run you a race and prove it." The hare was much amused at the idea of running a race with the tortoise, but for the fun of the thing, he agreed. So the fox, who had consented to act as judge, marked the distance and started the runners off. The hare was soon far out of sight, and to make the tortoise feel very deeply how ridiculous it was for him to try a race with a hare, he lay down beside the course to take a nap until the tortoise should catch up. The tortoise, meanwhile, kept going slowly but steadily, and, after a time, passed the place where the hare was sleeping. But the hare slept on very peacefully, and when at last he did wake up, the tortoise was near the goal. The hare now ran his swiftest, but he could not overtake the tortoise in time.